Grace, mercy, and peace be yours through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our brother. Amen. So, I want to begin by thanking this congregation, this family, for the privilege of preaching this day. I'm grateful to the family for honoring Helmut's request that I be asked to preach, and to the pastors of this congregation for welcoming me as graciously as they have today. Thank you. I noted, actually this morning, this really well-written piece on the back of the service folder, I noticed the way the second paragraph begins. At University Lutheran Church, Professor Kester, an ordained Lutheran minister, advised generations of pastors and lay leaders on biblical interpretation and liturgical practice. I thought that was such a nice verb to use. Now let me tell you how it is. It was my privilege to serve in this community of faith as a pastor. And I don't know, Archbishop Demetrius, how it is among your congregations, but in this congregation, before a pastor is called to serve, that pastor must preach a call sermon. So my Sunday that I came here to preach a call sermon, sitting right there, were Gisela and Helmut Kester. So I preached, and after the liturgy, I was greeting people at the door, and this man comes up to me and says, "Good morning, Pastor Larson. My name is Helmut Kester. I teach New Testament at Harvard Divinity School, and I will tell you when you get your exegesis wrong." So I want to begin with a brief exegesis, but not of a text or of stones, but of a man. During the past year, Helmut spent a whole lot of time with a book sent to him by his dear friend Klaus Balzer. The book is entitled Wir sollten Helden sein, which means something like, we were supposed to be heroes. The book is a collection of brief reflections by people born in Germany between the years 1920 and 1930. And the editor writes this in his preface. Many of these people grew up under the illusion that it was their personal good fortune to be young in a heroic time and to be permitted to struggle for a better future. Helmut and his cohort of young people were assured by the propagandists of the rising Nazi Imperium that a golden age of peace and security would dawn through their heroic, violent participation in the struggle to subjugate Germany's enemies. The searing reflections in this essay collection chart the course of disillusionment among Helmut's peers. We were supposed to be heroes. I doubt that Kester was ever completely taken in by the propaganda, but he grew up in that time, was shaped in that world. He was conscripted as a teenager and, as Reinhold told us, sent to a miserable island in the North Sea where he endured horrors and was told to fight heroically to the death to hold this island against the Allies. Before he was 20, He had traded in the mantle of hero for a POW's uniform and a lifelong quiet dance with survivor's guilt. We love this guy. And we have in so many ways been shaped by him that it is today, on this day, impossible not to hold him as hero, Helmut Tontheon. And yet, this man cannot quite be understood, nor can his witness to the gospel be understood apart from the recognition that through disillusionment, he shed the path of imperial hero to embrace a very different kind of struggle. I suspect this experience is part of what drew Helmut so mightily to Paul of Tarsus. Paul was supposed to be a hero, wasn't he? He was supposed to become a particular kind of religious warrior. He could boast of impeccable credentials, great training, a commission to violently persecute the Church of God and destroy it. And yet, through an encounter with the risen, crucified anti-hero of God, Paul became utterly disillusioned with the smoke of living in heroic times and embraced, or rather was freed for, a different path. So we're here today because of love shared. We're here to thank God for the many, many ways in which this man became a blessing in our lives. And it's all been listed, so I won't go over it again. But in the laundry list of this man's characteristics, no one mentioned that he was a lover of good soup. A lover of good soup and good music, as well as martinis at Changshou. He was a teller of excellent jokes. And my wife has warned me that I dare not tell any during this sermon. But dear friends, let us not forget that the man would not have been the man we came to love except through the crucible years during which he was drawn through the eye of a particularly cruel needle. It was only after he had been drawn through the needle's eye that Helmut met Rudolf Bultmann. Bultmann, whom God used to equip Helmut for the next chapter in his life, Bultmann did more than shape Helmut as a scholar. He also helped Helmut make theological sense, make existential sense of things in the situation of post-World War II Christianity in Germany. In May of 1943, as Hugo Distler's life, by the way, came to an end, long before Kester and Bultmann had ever met, Bultmann preached a sermon on the very text from John 16 that Helmut selected for this service. The text gives us the final portion of Jesus' farewell to his friends as they sat at table on the night he was handed over. Jesus concludes his valediction with these words, "I have said this to you, so that in my name you may have peace. In the world you face tribulation, but take courage. I have conquered the world." And then Bultmann says, "This is no cheap word of comfort, as though Jesus' own traversing of death and resurrection had spared us all sorrow and despair. It is rather a comfort and a warning at the same time, a warning which leads to comfort, to the only comfort possible, that we should take up our pain and despair as a sharing of the cross of Christ. To share in the cross of Christ means to surrender our wishes and plans to the will of God, so that we place under the shadow of the cross all that concerns us, our hopes and our work, our pain and our despair. This means that together we enter the ultimate solitude of humanity before God. And as Paul says, that we decree the sentence of death on ourselves, so that we put our trust not in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. And just so we gain a part in Christ's victory over the world. Anti-hero. Under the shadow of the cross, God continues to gather a new community around Jesus, a community which embodies a flickering glimpse of humanity's destiny. It is in this new community, Helmut constantly reminded us, that God is weaving love and justice together. He hated that image, by the way, the metaphor of weaving. That God is weaving love and justice together in ways that sometimes give the world a fleeting image of the faithfulness of Jesus, a community in which the weapons of war are set aside in favor of faith, love, and hope. The future God has in store for us, friends, is present as we build one another up in this triad of the eschaton. So Helmut picked the texts. What else is new? His favorites. Isaiah, the psalmist, Paul, and of course, John. Helmut selected them not to assure us of his own destiny beyond death. He was quite confident of the love of God promised to him that would embrace him now in mystery. He selected these texts rather to assure us about our destiny, and more, to assure us of the deep and abiding significance of what we do together in the name of the Lord. Isaiah, the psalmist, Paul, John, they stand as a chorus calling to us across the ages in God's own voice. Do not be afraid. Take courage. Build each other up. Because God gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, you know that in your family, Kesters, in this congregation beloved by Helmut, in your scholarship, teachers and former students, and all of us in our walks of life, we must know that our labor is not in vain. So be steadfast and immovable in faith, love, and hope. At some point before you watch any football today, go home, open your Bible, and read all of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. All of it. And then you will see exactly what Helmut has in mind for you in your lives together. Go home and read it. And as you do, may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful. God will do this. In Christ's name. Amen.